Election night live wire. Byron Donalds eyes governor's mansion as scandals plague races across country. By Bradley J. on August 18, 2026. Scandals abound as voters in Florida, Alaska, Wyoming, and California choose between felons, underwear models, and even disgraced former congressmen Tuesday. Many of the most dramatic races are in the Sunshine State, where mid-decade redistricting has created new lines and forced a handful of Democrats to run in new districts. The marquee race is the Republican gubernatorial primary, where Representative Byron Donalds has consistently led other candidates. An early recipient of President Donald Trump's endorsement, Donalds will try to flex his muscles with a double-digit victory. The most interesting race might be in Florida's 19th congressional district. Trump endorsed Catalina Lauf last week, who previously ran unsuccessfully in two different Illinois districts. The other top contender is Jim Schwartzel, the only high-polling candidate actually from the district. The owner of a conservative radio station in the district, Schwartzel is endorsed by Reps. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. Other contenders include former Representative Madison Cawthorn, who was defeated by Representative Chuck Edwards after scandals. Edwards recently canceled his re-election bid after scandals of his own. Former Representative Chris Collins, NY, who was pardoned by Trump after pleading guilty to insider trading. And John Strand, a J6er who had his case overturned by SCOTUS and is an underwear model. Scandalized Representative Corey Mills is behind in polls to local newscaster Ryan Elijah, who is hoping to unseat the congressman and might even do so by double digits, according to some polling. Mills is under an ethics investigation for domestic violence and has faced allegations of affairs. He has been accused of marrying his wife, a Muslim, in a church tied to terror by an imam associated with the World Trade Center bombing, as well as shady financial dealings in the Middle East with his weapons company, among other scandals. Democrats have drama of their own. Democrat Socialist of America, DSA. Candidate Oliver Larkin is battling Democrat Representative Jared Moskowitz, a relative moderate and supporter of Israel, an increasing outlier in Democrat politics. Trump won this new district by 9 points, and the winner of the crowded GOP primary would likely rather face Larkin. Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz is running in a new majority black district, upsetting Hugh Black colleagues in Washington and forcing Hakeem Jeffries to awkwardly offer support to her without an endorsement. She's running against two live crew rapper Uncle Luke Luther Campbell and former Representative Sheila Sherfalas M.C. Cormick, who retired earlier this year after scandals. Other black candidates in the race mean the black vote will be split, likely giving the advantage to Wasserman Schultz. There is significant intrigue on the other side of the nation in the last frontier, where Alaska's ranked choice voting and shenanigans from shady groups with deep pockets could upend what would otherwise be straightforward elections. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is running not only against former Democrat Representative Mary Peltola but Republican Dan Sullivan, no relation, despite their identical name. The non-Senator Sullivan is a Democrat who has admitted to attending a No Kings protest and whose filing papers included metadata tying him to a Peltola consultant. The top four candidate regardless of party advance to the general election in November. But the breakdown of Tuesday's results could shed light on the direction of that race. Republicans have touted polling showing Sullivan up, while left-wing groups have shown polling with Peltola leading. But Peltola began a staff shakeup in the days before the election, which included demoting her campaign manager, rarely a sign of confidence. Back in the contiguous 48, Californians will select a replacement for disgraced former Representative Eric Swalwell, who will serve for the remainder of the Congress. And in Wyoming, Representative Harriet Hageman has ridden an early Trump endorsement into a likely victory in the GOP senatorial primary. Polls close in Florida at 7 p.m. ET in most of the state and 8 p.m. ET in the Panhandle, 9 p.m. ET in Wyoming, 11 p.m. ET in California, and 1 a.m. ET in Alaska. Update 9 a.m. ET. Senator Dan Sullivan has work to do. In an Alaska Senate race with ranked choice in which the top four advance, Democrat Mary Peltola leads at 48 precinct to Republican Senator Dan Sullivan's 42.8. The other Republican Dan Sullivan is 2.4%, with the final candidate to advance likely a Democrat. Only about 80% of the vote is in. It isn't immediately clear how the remainder of voters' choice in the ranked choice system would be allotted, but it would seem unlikely the incumbent Sen. Sullivan would emerge victorious in November with Tuesday's count. Update 10:55 p.m. ET. Representative Harriet Hageman will win the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Wyoming, the New York Times calls. Hageman collected 61.5% of the vote with 20% in. Trump endorsed Hageman soon after Senator Cynthia Loomis announced she would not seek another term. Update 10:48 p.m. ET. Alex Vindman was always a long shot to win a U.S. Senate seat in Florida, a state that elected Trump by 13 points. But DSA candidate Angie Nixon? She's an even longer shot. Oddsmakers are already adjusting the race, with Sabato's crystal ball moving the race from likely Republican to safe Republican after her victory. This is great news for Senator Ashley Moody. Update 10:27 p.m. ET. As written below, DSA candidate Angie Nixon's victory over Nixon for the Democratic Senate nomination could well be a drag across the board for Democrats. David Jolly, the Democrats' nominee for governor in Florida, is already distancing himself from her. "I reject the DSA, I reject socialism. I'm a capitalist," Jolly said, while praising Nixon as a campaigner and a messenger. Update 10:20 p.m. ET. Just hours before endorsing the DSA candidate who defeated him, historic loser Alex Vindman said anyone embracing communism and socialism has got no business being here in Florida. Vindman has now embraced communism and socialism. But true to his word, he likely has no further business in Florida. As a move back to Washington to scream at Trump on leftist establishment media networks is likely in his future. Update 10:16 p.m. ET. In a concession statement, Vindman thanked Florida. Although it is unclear if he will continue living in the state he adopted as his own just several months ago. A return to the Washington suburbs may be more likely. The historic loser also endorsed the DSA candidate who defeated him. What a legacy. Update 10:11 p.m. ET. Let's go back and look at other statewide numbers. Byron is a big winner tonight, riding his Trump endorsement to get the double-digit victory he craved. He fell just short of a majority, but he captured an impressive 47.8% with more than 95% of the vote in, easily topping Jay Collins' 25.2. James Fishback's bizarre candidacy only earned him 10.5%. David Jolly had no serious opposition and secured over 61% of the vote. In the general election campaign, Jolly will have to defend fleeing Florida during the pandemic in protest of Governor DeSantis's popular policies, as Breitbart News' Hannah Knudsen reported. Senator Ashley Moody also faced only token opposition as she cruised with 79.6%. Nixon's lead sits at about 12 points over Vindman. Vindman, whose smugness stood out even in Washington, was riding high after his congressional testimony resulted in Trump's impeachment in the House and subsequent eviction from the White House. The tables have turned. Trump is back in the White House, and even with slim congressional majorities has enacted a whirlwind of transformation policies his base has long craved. The carpetbagging Vindman, who ran on holding Trump in check, must now do so on MS Now and CNN after suffering a historic defeat. His fall from relative grace will serve as a cautionary tale to opportunistic wannabe politicians capitalizing on a brief semblance of fame with a radical base to win elected office. Perhaps Adam Kinzinger has an open seat next to him on a little-watched CNN panel show. Update 9:55 p.m. ET. DSA radical Angie Nixon's triumph over historic loser Alex Vindman could be a boon to other Florida Republicans running statewide and down the ballot, particularly in the handful of Republican districts diluted during redistricting to create other Republican-leaning districts to better represent the state's growing Republican majority. Here's Nixon screaming in a bullhorn during a special legislative session to approve those new districts in April. Update 9:48 p.m. ET. Representative Jared Moskowitz is gloating and attempting to appeal to moderate November voters in a new district that voted for Trump by 9 points in 2024. By going after Hassan Piker, who backed Moskowitz's DSA opponent. Moskowitz won 63% of the vote to Larkin's 37, with 91% in. But he will have a much more difficult campaign in the general. Republican Scott Singer won the Republican nomination in the new 25th District, the AP Projects. Singer collected over 31% in a crowded primary with over 95% of the vote reported. He will be the favorite to win in November. But Moskowitz has worked hard to appeal to swing voters and won't roll over. Update 9:39 p.m. ET. Not to throw salt in Alex Vindman's wounds, but let's throw salt in Alex Vindman's wounds. Vindman was feted by Democrat elite donors all over the nation, outraising the eventual winner 16-1, according to the New York Times. But this is the shocking number: Vindman spent a staggering 36 times more on ads than Nixon. This is a historic loss, making Vindman a historic loser. As predicted below, Trump couldn't help but join in the fun. Sleazebag Vindman loses tonight to a radical left lunatic, he posted on Truth Social. How cool is that? Indeed, Mr. President. Update 9:01 p.m. ET. Polls are closed in Wyoming. If the cowboy state is near as efficient as Florida, expect race calls soon. Florida has come a long way since the hanging chad. Update 8:57 p.m. ET. How confident was Vindman he would win tonight? He already planned a fundraising event August 23 in swanky Nantucket. Of all places, that's in Massachusetts, not Florida. Vindman spent 16 times more in his primary than the winner, Angie Nixon, the New York Times reports. Ouch. Update 8:51 p.m. ET. Ryan Elijah's victory over scandal-plagued Representative Corey Mills is not a surprise, although his double-digit win is impressive. Elijah garnered 47% to Mills' 34.3% with 93% of the vote in. Elijah will be the favorite to keep the 7th District Republican in November. With Mills now no longer on the ballot, the House Ethics Committee is now free to act. The committee has a practice of not acting within 60 days of an election. But that window is now closed. If Mills has won, the committee would only have a few weeks before the 60-day window before the general election. However, Mills will not be on the general election ballot after his loss. When the House returns from its long August vacation, committee action on Mills could happen quickly. Despite its insistence otherwise, the committee's work is highly politicized. Notably, this week the committee's chairman, Representative Michael Guest, was reported to have violated the Stock Act by not reporting his stock trades within the time frame dictated by law. Update 8:37 p.m. ET. Jim Schwartzel's victory over Trump-endorsed Catalina Lauf and DSA candidate Angie Nixon's statewide victory of the Alexander Vindman, who is widely considered a lock to win, show the resilience of the old maxim that all politics is local, even if weakened. Schwartzel, who was endorsed by conservative favorite Jim Jordan and is hardly some establishment Reno, defeated the Trump-endorsed Lauf, who was perceived on the ground as being a carpetbagger. Lauf grew up in Illinois, where she later ran twice for Congress in two different districts after working in Washington for the first Trump administration, and acquired an address in her Florida district around the time Donalds announced his intention to leave the seat to pursue the governor's office. In a crowded race featuring multiple candidates with nebulous roots in the district or even the state, the local Schwartzel won with 29.2% with 94% of the vote in. Lauf is at 21.9%. Yet it must be noted that the winner failed to get a third of the vote, meaning candidates from outside the district still received around two-thirds of votes cast. Vindman's statewide loss could certainly be a clearer indication of the maxim. Yet his unique baggage as a national irritant and general unpleasantness may have contributed to his surprise landslide loss. And Nixon's status as a DSA candidate could have ginned up her base, as unlikely as that seemed heading into Election Day in a state like Florida. Nixon prevailed with 55.8% of Vindman's 44.2, a double-digit loss with 89% in. Politics is more nationalized than ever, in no small part due to the 24-hour news cycle, rise of social media, and deterioration of local media. But sometimes, folks just want to vote for one of their own. Update 8:05 p.m. ET. Polls just closed in the Panhandle, leading to a flurry of calls from the AP. Representative Byron Donalds is the GOP nominee for governor in Florida. David Jolly is the Democrat nominee. In a shock, DSA candidate Angie Nixon will defeat Alex Vindman for the Democrat Senate nomination. and Senator Ashley Moody will represent Republicans on the ballot to keep the seat Governor Ron DeSantis appointed her to last year. Update 7:55 p.m. ET. Trump endorsed Sidney Gruters, wife of RNC Chairman Joe Gruters, will be the GOP nominee in Florida's 16th District, AP Project. This is a big notch in Trump's belt. Additionally, Jared Moskowitz will defeat DSA candidate Oliver Larkin. Moskowitz will have a long road to hoe in the general election in a new Trump-friendly district. And Representative Randy Fine is also projected by AP to beat internet figure Dan Bilzerian in a wacky race that featured a video making the rounds Tuesday of Fine appearing to peek into a mailbox. Update 7:50 p.m. ET. Remember Alexander Vindman, the Trump nemesis who spun the narrative before Congress that led to impeachment? He was projected to easily win the Democrat nomination for Senate in Florida. Those ambitions are in trouble. DSA candidate Angie Nixon is up almost 9 points over Vindman. With 78% of the vote in, he is in big trouble. Expect some serious, and justified, Trump gloating. Update 7:46 p.m. ET. Jim Schwartzel leads Trump-endorsed Catalina Lauf in Florida's 19th. With almost 30% of the vote in, he is at 28.6% to her 23.4%. This isn't over, but she will need a big final push to overcome his early lead. Update 7:27 p.m. ET. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz will be the nominee in the new 20th District of Florida, the AP Projects. Her candidacy upset black political power brokers who wanted the majority black district to be represented by one of their own. Unfortunately for them, the black vote was split among multiple black candidates. Wasserman Schultz was once a rising political star in the House Democratic Caucus, even running its campaign arm. But her star has fallen over the past decade and she seems like a dinosaur now in a party that has tacked hard to the left. Bradley J is political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.